It's Thursday, March 14, 2024.
We have seen record-shattering heat.
Florida Republicans ban local efforts to protect outdoor workers from heat exposure. Fossil fuel industry still not plugging climate warming methane leaks. Plus, California snowpack is back.
Yay!
But not enough to help struggling salmon.
Boo. All of those complaints and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, as we were just a few short years ago.
That's not true. None of those things. It's all a lie. Are you trying to hypnotize those people? Because I think it's working. This is your Green News Report.
Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat your...
Okay, Desi Doyen, boy, down in Florida where they really, really hate big government. They sure have a funny way of showing it these days.
Yes, they do. In the wake of Florida's hottest year on record last year, the Republican-controlled state legislature this week passed legislation prohibiting cities and counties from adopting any ordinances requiring protection for workers from extreme heat, like mandatory water breaks and shade protections for construction and agriculture workers.
They're blocking small local government from doing what they want to help their citizens.
Exactly. After intense pressure from industry, the fast-tracked bill preemptively bans local workplace protections against heat and renders current local protections void and prohibited as of July 1st. The bill is now headed to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis's desk. With heat-related deaths on the rise in Florida, labor advocates, of course, condemned the new law. Here's Esteban Wood, policy director for We Count, an immigrant worker advocacy group, in an interview with WLRN.
It is absolutely asinine that we have legislators in Tallahassee dictating what local communities should be deciding in their own backyards.
Because Tallahassee and the Republicans that run it, including Ron DeSantis, don't give a damn about big government or the residents of Florida.
In other news, levels of climate warming methane released by the fossil fuel industry rose to near record highs in 2023, despite technology available to curb methane pollution at virtually no cost. The International Energy Agency's Global Methane Tracker report, out this week, warns that global oil, gas, and coal producers' failure to plug leaks and reduce methane emissions directly jeopardizes global efforts to limit global warming. The IEA says the fossil fuel industry must cut methane emissions 75% by 2030 to be on track for net zero emissions in 2050 and can do so with existing cheap technology. In related news, the state of Texas on Friday sued the Biden administration to block new Environmental Protection Agency rules that curb methane emissions from the fossil fuel industry.
We'd hate to inconvenience anyone in the fossil fuel industry, wouldn't we?
In politics, far-right Republicans have a plan for the next Republican president to withdraw the United States from the voluntary UN Paris Climate Agreement. Again, as climate science denier and ex-President Donald Trump did in his first term. Project 2025, the massive policy roadmap crafted by Republicans for the next Republican president, would also withdraw the U.S. entirely from the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and prevent the next Democratic president from re-entering the Paris Agreement, which President Joe Biden did when he took office in 2021. Critics say another withdrawal would harm U.S. standing with global partners and would have serious ramifications on a whole host of international issues beyond climate change.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in California, the good news is that recent major winter storms have recharged the state's vital mountain snowpack. Not as much as last year, only at 80% of average now, but enough that officials say that the state may avoid drought in 2024. However, the storms came too late for California's salmon populations, which have been decimated by years of drought. Fisheries managers last week announced they will likely curtail or outright ban commercial and recreational salmon fishing again this year after canceling the entire season for the first time ever last year to give the fish populations more time to recover. And finally, good news in the UK. In 2023, the UK's greenhouse gas emissions fell to their lowest level since 1879,
really?
According to a new analysis by climate data firm Carbon Brief. The drop was due partly to the UK closing all but one of its coal plants, the growth in renewable energy and electrification, and a big drop in demand for natural gas, thanks to above-average temperatures.
Thanks, Above Average Temperatures. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. I said.